Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We haven't heard about Job's three friends for some time, but evidently they stayed around to hear Elihu, and then the Lord himself speak. Quote, "And so it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, 'My wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has.'" Job 42, verse 7. So the Lord was there even before showing up in the whirlwind. We all know it, but have to remind ourselves regularly that the Lord not only hears everything we say, but what we think as well. Quote, "You understand my thought afar off," Psalm 139, verse 2. As a preview for the day when, for every idle word, we, quote, will give account in the day of judgment, Matthew 12, verse 36, the Lord calls Job's three friends to understand the cost of their words, especially when they mischaracterize God, his attributes, his attitudes, and his actions. What should they do? Quote, "Take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams. Go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. And my servant Job shall pray for you. For I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." Job 42, verse 8. So now Job's interlocutors must seek Job's intercession. The ones who pulled him down must ask him to lift them up. God is asking Job to do what his son would someday ask all of us to do. Quote, "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Matthew 5, verse 44. God was being gracious with Job, his servant, about what he said. Now Job has an opportunity to show the same grace to his friends about their hurtful words. Grace upon grace.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.